Zakteil Gemishna Vayta Masechtas Yevamis Perik Dalid Mishna Yod. Hayevama lois sach lois. Yevama should not enter into any chalitza, v'loitis yavim, or yivam, ad sheyeshla shloisha chadashim, until 3 months pass from when her husband dies. Now, yivam we understand. How do we know she's not expecting a baby? We're not going to know for 3 months. But why not chalitza? And the answer is the Gemara says there's a rule called oyla leyivam oyla lechalitza. For the chalitza to work, it has to be the kind of woman that's roi for yivam. Chol she'ena oyla leyivam ena oyla lechalitza. Let's learn from the pasuk yivim lo yachbeit se'ish lekachet se'si yivim. If the person doesn't want to take his yivama. Also, Yevimte Hashara Lezekenim, and the Torah describes how Chalitza is done. So it's Mashma, she only comes up to the Zekenim to do Chalitza where Yevim was possible, but the Yevim said no. So being that we would have to wait 3 months before he can do Yevim, because that's when we'll know she's Miyaberis. Remember, if she's expecting a child, there's no Yevim at all. It's only if the brother died without children. So you want to wait with the Chalitza also. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings over here that b'di'eved, if we did do chalitza beforehand, the chalitza is good, but he's told to wait. Zokta Mishna Vayta, this isn't negeya only to Yevamos. V'chein kol shar hanoshim, all other women, either their husband died or they got divorced, lo yis'arsu, they shouldn't become mekudeshes, no one should be mekadesh them. The first part of marriage is called kiddushin or erisin. V'lo yinosu, they shouldn't get married to anyone, ad shehiyu lehen shloisha chadashim, until 3 months passed. We don't want a situation where we're not sure who the father of the child is. Because like we already explained, if the baby would be born after 7 months, a baby could be born after 7 months or after 9 months. I'm not going to know. Was this a 9-month pregnancy and the father is the first husband? Or is it a 7-month pregnancy and the father is the second husband? Are you going to ask, but he can't take her into left in a suyin, so why can't he do kiddushin? So the Miri says, once we said no in the suyin, we say no kiddushin. Vaiter zok the Mishnah. Echad besulais ve'echad be'ulais, echad gerushais ve'echad almonais. This iser of having to wait 3 months applies to all women. Divorced women, widows, whether it's after the suyin or even it was after kiddushin. Wait a second. If somebody was Mekadesh a lady, but he never married her, and then he died, why should she have to wait 3 months? She can't be Miyuberis anyway. He wasn't allowed to live with her yet. But Chazal made the Gzeira across the board. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nesuyas Yisarsu. A woman that was married could take Kiddushin before 3 months, as long as there's no Nesuyan. And for that matter, Behu Arusas Yinasu. And if somebody was Mekadesh a woman and then he died, but he never lived with her, there was no Nesuyin, there's no reason she can't get married before 3 months. Chutz minu Arusa Shebi Yehuda. The exception would be the Arusas. Again, Arusas means a woman that received Kiddushim, but not Nesuyin, in Yehuda. And that's because in Yehuda, they used to allow the Chasen and the Kala to be alone during the period of Erisin. And they did that Kideshi Liboy Gaspa, they should get used to each other, should get to know each other. And Mel is a chash, what happens if he lived with him? Rabbi Yossi says, Kalin Hashem Yisarsu, all women could become a Kudeshis right away. They don't have to wait with their Kiddushin. They just have to wait with their Nisuyin. Chutz Menu Almona, with the exception of an Almona. She should not receive Kiddushin within 30 days after her husband died. And they are evil, because of her chayiv to be noyeg availus during those days. Apparently, the Matanura says Rabbi Yehuda holds that she could accept kiddushin even during her days of availus, even during the shleishim, and that's what Rabbi Yossi disagrees with. Okay, so you learned in our Mishnah that we should wait with chalitza and yivum until 3 months pass after the death of the husband, because how can we be sure she's not expecting a baby? And if she's expecting a baby, then there's no yivum. And while we're saying that halacha in regard to a yevama, it applies to other women as well. They should not receive kiddushin or nisuyin until 3 months pass. Now there's no problem that she's not going to get married if she has a baby. She can get married even if she has a baby from a previous husband. The problem is we may not know who the father is, because a pregnancy could be for 7 months or 9 months. So she's going to get married right away and have a baby after 7 months. I don't know. Is the new husband the father? Or maybe this is a 9-month pregnancy and the other husband is the father. Rabbi Yehuda says that a woman that was married doesn't have to wait 3 months for the kiddushin. The Tanakhama says even for kiddushin. Chazal made a gzeira across the board. Rabbi Yehuda says no, kiddushin is okay. Just nesuyin shouldn't be till after 3 months. The exception are the Arusa Shebi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoisi says, I agree that, let's see, a grusha, a person could be makadisha right away. But an almona should wait at least 30 days, and that's because of the halachis of Avelus during this 30-day period.